we welcome to the program a couple of talented young women, actresses who've been working, well, since the time they were about 2 years old. You have seen them on countless television shows and films, starting with The Young and the Restless through Parks and Recreation, Nickelodeon's Game Shakers, a big show for my seven-year-old son. He loves that show. Nikki, Ricky, Dicky, and Don. And on social media, they pretty much ruled the planet with some 400,000 followers on Instagram. We are happy to be joined by Bianca and Chiara D'Ambrosio. Thank you both for being with us today.
Hi, thank you so much for having us. We're so excited to be here today.
All right, let's answer the really important question first. Who's older?
Bianca is by 2 minutes, and I'm Bianca, so I'm really proud to say that.
So you guys started when you were just little bambinos doing The Young and the Restless, sharing a role, the role of Summer Newman on that. Do you remember any of that?
This is Bianca speaking. I figured we would just say who's talking because it might be a little bit easier for everyone to hear because I know we have the same voice. But so I remember a little bit about the auditioning process and being on set. I was 3 years old, so like I don't remember as much as I remember now. I do have a vivid memory of filming a Halloween episode, and I remember eating so much candy. That was such a blast. And this is Chiara speaking. I also remember like my mom telling me that we went into the audition with the two main leads that would be playing our parents, and we asked them, "Do you want to play our Disney playing cards?" And so for our entire audition, we were playing Disney playing cards with them and having so much fun. And I think that won them over.
How happy are you? And I'll ask Bianca, and then you can both answer. But let's start with you, Bianca. At what point in doing this did you get tired of being twins? Not of being twins, not of having a sister, but of doing these twin roles and wanting to play a part of your own.
Well, ever since we started acting, when we were 3 years old, we have gone on individual auditions and twin auditions, and I haven't gotten tired of it at all, but I just think as we've gotten older, we've kind of separated a little bit more, and then certain projects will bring us back together working on screen together as twins. So it really just depends on the project, and we also love like working together, so any opportunity where we can play twins, we'll jump at it.
Well, and what about in the new film that you're doing with, make sure I get it right, with Harry Connick Jr. and Katherine Heigl? Wow, that's awesome. Fear of Rain. Are you playing twins in that?
Yes, we are playing twin mean girls who bully the main lead, Madison Eisman. So, I mean, those are really fun characters to play because we're so different from bullies. So Bianca and I get to tap into our inner bad girl side and just be mean and ruthless.
Now, you've both had Emmy nominations. One of you has won an Emmy Award. I'm going to let you two fight that out.
So, this is Chiara speaking. I won this past, oh my gosh, it's only been like, what, 3 or 4 months since
wow.
I won? Wow. Time has gone by so fast. It was like just yesterday that I think I won. But I won for Outstanding Young Performer in a Daytime Fiction Program for my role playing Regan Sanders on The Bay. And Bianca was nominated in the same category as me, playing Frankie Sanders.
And, of course, the success of The Bay has led to a spinoff, YA.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It follows us navigating our way through Bay City and just, you know, the normal teenage drama that ensures, you know, because you're in high school and then relationships develop and also your past sort of comes into play. So it's a great spinoff show, and we sort of reoccur in The Bay, and then we come like in full circle, Jerry Zwedler in YA.
All right, I want to talk about a couple of other projects that you've got going. By the way, we're talking with the D'Ambrosio twins here on Downtown. Bianca, tell me a little bit about Call Jane. What a terrific cast working with Kate Mara, Sigourney Weaver, and others.
Yeah, I had an amazing time on set. The film follows a woman named Joy who is experiencing some medical difficulties with her pregnancy and wants to have an abortion. But this was in a time before Roe versus Wade, where women cannot get an abortion. So she finds an underground group of women who are willing to help her, and she becomes inspired and wants to help others in similar situations as she is. And it's a really beautiful film with a I mean, just an emotional message. And it was amazing to work with every single person on the set. Everyone was so passionate about the message of the film. So I think it made the film itself even better.
And Shari, you're working in a film playing Mel Gibson's daughter. The film is Bandit, and working with the very talented Josh Duhamel as well.
Yes, it's an action film that follows a true story of a Canadian bank robber who successfully pulled off robbing 53 banks in such a short amount of time. And so we follow his life and how he got to this certain point. And I play his accomplice's daughter, which is Mel Gibson. And she's a very feisty character, and she sort of chases after her dad and her mom. And I'm very excited for people to see it.
One of the things I wanted to talk with you about, because I think it's great, there are so many young people out there. I'm a high school teacher, so I work with teenagers, and a lot of them are on social media and can tell you exactly how many followers they have, and they want to grab that brass ring of fame purely for the sake of being famous. But what's impressive about the two of you is that you've used this notoriety for good in so many ways, causes to support animals, but also something I know you're both passionate about. Can you talk about the work you're doing to stop bullying?
So we have been a part of an anti-bullying organization called Boots of Bullying, and we were actually on the board of directors for a few years, but because we started high school and we actually were working really, really hard on our college applications and finishing early, and it just sort of just became too hectic for our schedule and also for working on projects. So we stepped back respectfully, and we're still ambassadors for this incredible organization. And we always give back and support, because this is a really big problem and we need to find the root of it.
All right. Now, you've got, if the totals I've got here are right, over 400,000 followers on Instagram. You've had over 12 million views on YouTube, 86,000 followers on Facebook, 28,000 on Twitter. So help me out, ladies. How can I up my social media game? Can you give me a couple of tips?
Oh, this is a good question. Okay.
Now, look, I'm old, so that doesn't help matters. I understand that.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question. So, you don't have, what subject do you teach in school?
I teach government, civics, and history.
Oh, okay. So maybe you can do a couple videos, or like 15-second videos of like a fun fact or just a historical fact about the government. That could be something you can do, because you specialize in that.
I like that. That's very good. Yeah. Now, how about the radio show? Obviously, when we put out our interview with you two, our numbers are going to soar. I'm counting on riding your coattails.
Oh, gosh. Now I feel so nervous. Okay. It's okay.
I know whatever you do, you're going to be successful at it. You guys are delightful. Congratulations on the wonderful work you've been doing and will continue to do. We'll look for these movies coming. I didn't even get to ask you, too, about another project that's coming up. Bianca, can you quickly tell us about Lady of the Manor, working with one of my favorite actresses, Judy Greer?
Yes. So Lady of the Manor follows this woman who becomes a tour guide at this old manor. And she happens to just stay there because of her living situation. And she befriends the ghost. And I don't want to spoil too much. It's a comedy. It has some heart to it. It's really funny. And I had an amazing time. We filmed in Florida. And Judy Greer was so nice. She was very welcoming on set. And so was Justin Long and Melanie Lynskey. It is definitely a movie that, if anyone wants to watch it that's listening to this, go check it out.
Hey, Melanie Lynskey, she's been on our show before. She's wonderful.
Oh, wow. Yeah, she's amazing.
Well, we thank you guys so much for making time for us this afternoon. We wish you much success in all your endeavors, including school, and I hope to have you back again on the show sometime down the road.
Of course. Thank you so much for having us.
Those are the D'Ambrosio twins, Bianca and Chiara, here on Downtown.